Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk for tonight, Sunday, December 6th, 2009. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, and of course I'm joined by my co-host and my sister, Denise Tennell.
Good evening, everyone.
And tonight we are going to be chatting it up with our good friend, Maxie, who just called in, but I think he got disconnected, so he should be calling back in shortly. I just wanted to let you all know that Beauty Talk returns to our normal day, which is Thursday nights. Returns Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, next Thursday, which is December 17th. So we won't be coming back next Sunday. We'll just wait until Thursday the 17th. So please join us at 9 p.m. For Beauty Talk. In the meantime, we just wanted to make a couple announcements just to let you know that the beauty tour, the Illusions Cosmetics Beauty Tour, will be in Baltimore on December 19th, and that is a Saturday. And we're going to be at the T-Volve Cafe and Lounge, and it's located on Alciana Street. I can't remember the exact address, but I can get that information out to you all a little later in the show. But for those of you in the Baltimore, Washington area who would like to attend, please join us on the 19th in Baltimore at T-Ball for the Illusions Beauty Tour. Was there something else you wanted to say?
No, I just wanted to mention that it's going to be a meet and greet, so you can come out and meet the owners of Illusions Cosmetics, as well as test some of the products and take home a gift bag.
Right, while supplies last. So get there early if you, you know, want to try something out. And it starts at 4 p.m. and it's from 4 to 8 p.m. So we'll be there for quite a bit of time. There'll be plenty of time for you all to show up and come hang out with us. Please join us tonight in conversation with Maxie. You can call in at... Gosh, I went blank on the phone number, 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399, and we have Maxie on the line. Hold on, Maxie, I'm trying to get you. Here we go. Hey, Maxie.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Maxie.
I'm calling from adjacent to the Hollywood Hills in Los Angeles. And I love the new opening music. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I was getting into that opening music. I was really, really getting into it at home, just not to horrify people. But anyhow, so today we're talking about what? Red carpet glamour?
Yes, and we also want you to catch us up to speed on what you've been doing. Now, everybody knows that we've been working on the movie Stomp the Yard 2. That's why we switched our date our day for the show, but we're going back to Thursdays on the 17th. But we want to know what you've been up to.
Well, what film are you working on?
Stomp the Yard 2. Did you see part
one? Oh, I'm so mad at you. That's going to be amazing. Well, as for me, I'm not, I don't know if what I've been doing is as glamorous as what you're doing, but the most exciting thing that I've done recently comes out in, like, I think 2 weeks on the newsstand. It's a layout for Entertainment Weekly magazine. And what we did for the magazine was we took the cast members of a show called Big Bang Theory on CBS, mm-hmm. and which I had never heard of at the time. Apparently it's popular. But the cast members are all like an accumulation of cast members from other popular shows. And so I recognized everyone from the show, but I'd never seen their show. But anyhow, so we were, or I was, turning them into present-day pop icons, like John and Kate,
wow.
Plus 8, like the New Moon cast, Susan Boyle, and also the Kanye West when he went up on stage with Taylor Swift or whatever. So we made these people look like they were, you know, like this random actor, like he was Kanye West, and this actress like she was Taylor Swift in those moments, those classic moments that, you know, that we remember from all those characters. So
mm-hmm.
it comes out the 18th, I believe, and I'm super excited about it. When you see the New Moon thing, the New Moon recreation I did, it's cusping genius. Because you look at these actors and you really think that they're the New Moon cast. I swear to you, when you open this magazine, you're going to be like, what? Is this the New Moon cast or are these three dorky actors? But,
oh, wow.
So anyhow, it's really good. It's coming out December, I think, 18th in Entertainment Weekly. So that's the only thing I'm excited about. But I've been, of course, at the same time doing what I always do, which is CD packaging for record labels for new artists and existing artists. And I've been doing music videos, you know, left and right for everybody you can imagine. I'm mainly doing a lot of, like, English pop stars now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is what it is. It's almost like become an actual job, like, you know, a routine for me to go do music stuff because that's what I,
right.
you know, I always do. So it's what I get excited about is doing other stuff.
Right,
like,
right.
Like this random magazine I'm super excited about, even though I'm, you know, I'm doing what anyone else would love to be doing every day. I sort of create the images of upcoming, you know, new artists for the labels. They basically, because I've worked with all these existing artists that are popular, like such as Christina, Lady Gaga, et cetera. And so they sort of trust me, and they give me their new artists to sort of mold and shape. Like they come to us, you know, like looking sometimes like farm girls, but they want them to be super edgy. And so we
right.
have to sort of create a look for them. And that's the look that, you know, in my opinion, music starts all fashion. It's sort of like people want to dress like they're rock icons, and it creates trends and starts fashion. Like what the rock stars are wearing is usually what ends up being worn on the street, and then it goes to
okay.
designers who do their twist on it.
Right.
And so I do believe, like, I have this very important purpose in the world, but it gets boring. So the thing I'm excited about right now is that Entertainment Weekly that's coming out on the 18th. Also, so, you know, we're in award season hell, so it's constant award shows and stuff like that going on, so it does sort of transition easily into award show makeup and hair and glamour and stuff like that, because that's what I've also been doing. Like, I probably work on every award show, whether I do, like, some random producer's wife or I do, like, you know, some big celebrity or some name that you would recognize. It varies between there. Like, I do, like, for instance, I was hired to do this, what is, oh gosh, now I can't even think of the actor, but he's like a famous actor, like Jude Law or something like that. And anyhow, I was excited to go do him for an award show, and I get there, and I actually am there to do his mother, whom was like this gray-haired, over, you know, sweet lady from wherever she was from, and, you know, I didn't even at that point get to do that particular actor I thought I was hired to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I'm in award season hell, basically, because I'm, you know, if I am doing somebody's, some random producer's wife or something like that, I am coveting all the other, my hair and makeup friends that are doing, like, you know, Scarlett Johansson or whoever they're
right.
doing.
So, Maxie, tell us, like, so what is your day like when you are doing some big celebrity for an award show? You know, will you just do just that one, or sometimes do you get hired to do more than one person for a particular show? And how crazy is it? Like, how do you prepare for it?
Well, it depends. Like, for instance, there were two awards at the same time just recently, the American Music Awards and the Golden Goggles, which are, they're an award. I was not about to turn it down, okay? It was, you know, I had no idea who, you know, there were athletes, an athletic award for swimmers, and they called it the Golden Goggles. But, you know, I really enjoyed doing that one, and as a matter of fact, by the way, because the athlete actually had won 5 gold medals and was, you know, this really, you know, attractive swimmer. Like, it was really cute. I did him and his girlfriend, and they were really fun, and so it turned out really great. But that same day, I had to do, like I said before, a producer's wife, which I'm totally immersed in the music industry, and for me to, you know, do a music award show and only do, like, a producer's wife is torture to me. But anyhow, so I ended up doing somebody's wife and having to do the swimmer and his girlfriend for the Golden Goggles. So it was, you know, a bit of travel and time organization and stuff like that. But I'm totally used to, like, a hectic life going from one place to the next place, or even on music videos, like, we have what's called company moves, which is my least favorite thing in the world. It's where the entire, you know what it is, of course, girls, but we'll explain to everyone else. It's like where everybody has to pack up their crap and put it down and put it away, and the whole production moves to a different location in one day. And sometimes it happens 2 or 3 times in a day in a music video, and it drives me nuts, but I've gotten used to it, so having that sort of a hectic life is normal to me. But usually it's just one person that I'll do during an award show day, and usually it's just one thing. Like, I do hair and makeup, but for award shows, I normally just get hired for one or the other to do hair or makeup. And normally I'll be attached to clients for long periods of time, so I've done them for several award shows. Like, we're in communication about their look and, you know, talk to their manager about what they're wearing or actually have seen the dress. But recently, I'm not attached to any big names floating around. I'm just doing random, you know, people that I am going to go do. It's not like regular clients. And so it's less comfortable because it's an important event to them. Even though I feel like a regular woman's wedding is, like, way more important than some, you know, stupid celebrity's red carpet event, but it is important to them, and millions of people are seeing it, so I don't have that preparation time or anything like that before my clients recently for award shows, so it does get stressful. Not to carry it on, but my big thing is just preparing myself, like my outfit, my hair, what I'm wearing, like not putting up too much makeup on myself.
Right.
You know, because I may just, you know, at any given time, I may pop up with a little too much makeup on my own, not myself, that I wouldn't even put as much on anybody. But so I have, like, preparing myself is usually the big thing, because if anyone knows me, they know that I'm sort of, you know, over the top, so I have to change the way I would normally dress, and I have to, like, put on a crisper outfit with a blazer and a button-up shirt or something, you know, and just express myself with my cashews, you know, physically, because I have to sort of, you know, not shock and horrify people when I come in for those events, because the whole deal is they want us to really soothe them and have it be like a mellow experience, that transition from hair and makeup to plopping out on the red carpet, you know?
Right, exactly.
Talking about red carpet looks, and you just mentioned award season, what did you think about some of the red carpet looks at this year's American Music Awards?
You know, I feel like on the music awards, people tend to try a little too hard. If you're a singer and you're sort of representing your type of music and a total style that your fans are following and emulating, then, you know, I understand going there for your fans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I notice sometimes there's like some random actress from a WB show that shows up like she is a pop star. You know what I mean? And that always bugs me, because it's like, yes, you may one day pop out with an album, because, you know, you guys always do, especially if you're showing your face at a music award show and you're an actress, it means there's possibly a musical future.
Mm-hmm.
I get uncomfortable with that. You know, I like them to sort of be themselves or who they're pretending to be. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, like Lady Gaga, like I would expect her to, you know, always look bizarre now from this day forward.
Right.
And, you know, and I want that always, you know, whenever I see her on a red carpet or anything like that, I expect it. But if we're talking, like, again, like some actress from Gossip Girl that shows up, like, her album's dropping, you know, in the fall, and it drives me nuts, because I feel like she should look like, you know, either who she is or what her deal is, you know, not trying to be a totally different thing, like some music sensation.
Right.
Because, like I said, the styles are completely different. Like, music is, you know, an edgier but very, like, distinct, you know, style where each musician tries to, although they don't succeed, they try to do their own little thing. Gwen Stefani is known for period makeup and for her, you know, weird little sculptured hairdos and, you know, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And if a girl from Gossip Girl shows up with that weird sculptured hairdo with the, you know, like, it just killed me. But, I don't really have much to say about the American Music Awards. Let me see. Who do I like? I think I like Janet.
You liked her makeup, hair, or the whole look?
I normally always like Janet, no matter what. Like, what she's doing. I mean, there's a few times when I've been like, I don't like her. But who I don't ever like is J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what she's doing, I'm never pleased with anything that J-Lo does.
What about Fergie's look?
The thing about Fergie that we don't really realize and know is that, you know, she's way older than we think she is, you know?
Right.
And, like, that woman was in a band called Black Orchid when I was in junior high. That's all I know. And, and you guys remember, look it up online, okay? She was in a band called Black Orchid. Black Orchid. Anyhow, love Fergie to death. You know, I think that she never really takes risks with her makeup, because, mm-hmm. you know, she has to focus on beauty. You've got to give her an eyelid because she's a little puffy up there. you've got to, you know, give her some chiseling on the nose and juicy up her skin and make it moist and young. And then she really doesn't pop out with a colored lip ever, because she has a sort of a full lip. And it does, I think, somehow age you to put color on the lip. Lipstick, period, is an aging thing. If you take, you know, a 17-year-old girl and you put red lipstick on her, she's a hooker, you know, instantly.
Right.
So, I love what Fergie does with hair and makeup-wise. It's just her clothes sometimes. Like, everyone's wearing, you know, the spikes on the shoulders now, and it's a thing, and she wore this, you know, this whatever, some spiky number that I like, but I never have complaints about Fergie's hair and makeup. Like I said, it's, you know, it focuses on making her beautiful. She doesn't take any other, like, you know, risks or anything like that, because she really can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's true.
You know, if she popped out, like, with something crazy, it wouldn't work on her.
What about
her hair?
Alicia Keys?
Sexy. I'm always happy with Alicia Keys. Thanks for asking, because I think that she could do no wrong. You know, the woman is so beautiful that I would like to see her take risks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to see her do some, you know, some edgier, sexier, wilder, or creative, or futuristic. Like, remember when she popped out with her little, her bead coming down in the center of her forehead, I think last year?
Right. Uh-huh.
And I really loved that for her. She sort of became, to me, like a princess from another planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so beautiful. And the thing is that it's time for, you know, it's up to either makeup artists or hairdressers, because designers are not going to do it, to take fashion to another level. Like, you know, for instance, the accessories, again, Lady Gaga, I'll bring up. God, this is the third time in one thing. But Lady Gaga and her accessories will drive fashion, because also she's music.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, again, and her accessories alone will push, you know, fashion in a different direction, hopefully. So, you know, we have the power to actually, which makeup and hair normally follows whatever the person's wearing. Like, you gear the makeup and the hair towards what is the dress, what is this item, or whatever it is. But if certain, like, futuristic or creative elements in makeup were made popular, or in hair, it would force fashion to go in those directions. You can't just put a flannel on. What's popular now? Flannel? Well, anyhow, you can't do that with a bead coming down from the center of your forehead, you know?
Right.
And so we have more power than we think just doing hair and makeup. Just, you know, the stylists, not the designers. I know stylists that create amazing pieces. There's this guy, Douglas, that... Crap, I don't know his last name. Let's just call him D. Anyhow, D. Everybody calls him D. But anyhow, D is this amazing stylist who just sort of makes things and glues things together and throws stuff together, and it ends up being like this genius, you know, sort of accessories and ensembles that have never been seen before. And he is shooting his book with all these things and creating the shoots, like when he does a pop star. We just did the CD packaging to some chick named Danielle, who's number one on the dance charts. And she's like sort of regular sexy chick, but he built all these crazy things for her. And so then the hair went crazy, and then the makeup went, well, I didn't do the makeup, and let's just say it didn't go crazy. It could have. I hope this person is not here. I doubt this. Well, anyhow, I wasn't pleased with the makeup on the shoot. But I didn't say anything. Oh, God, this goes into a whole other subject matter. But anywho, I was so disturbed by this makeup on the shoot, but I kept my mouth shut the whole time. And on the way home, I was like, oh, so, you know, what did you guys think about the makeup? You know, just trying to see if anybody else thought it was as horrible as what I, oh, crap. But nobody that hears this passed this on to Dee or anybody else because they're all friends. But anyhow, so nobody else, they were like, oh, I thought it was great. Or, yeah, I thought it was pretty good. And so I'm glad I kept my mouth shut because it would have just been me, you know. But, my God, it was, like, literally the worst makeup in the history of makeup that ended up looking good because the photographer had such high resolution and such great lighting that the photos actually ended up looking great anyway. You know how if you good makeup can look terrible in bad lighting, and terrible makeup can apparently look great in great lighting. So if
exactly.
you're building your books out there and you sort of suck right now, build it with great photographer. So that's pretty much all I have to say. I hope that does not get back to that person.
Well, we have like 3 minutes left in the show, Maxis, or do you have any final words? What about Rihanna? What do you think about her AMA look or just her look in general?
You know, at this point, because of how I feel for Rihanna and how I'm like, you know, so I'm so drawn into her and her whole ordeal and what she's been through that she could come out with, you know, a headdress made out of dried bananas, and I would be like, okay with it, but she's amazing. I love that she's taking it to another level, being edgy, being, you know, totally creative and new with her clothes. Even though her music is sort of mainstream, her look is so going in different directions that, you know, that I want fashion to go in. But, you know, I did want to mention, there is something you've never asked me that you ask everyone else.
Yeah.
You always ask people at the end.
Would you like to tell us what beauty means to you, Maxie?
I would. After nearly
okay.
a year, I would like to tell you what beauty means to me.
Okay.
Beauty to me, everyone is beautiful. But it doesn't come from the inside. It's in the packaging. And I believe that makeup and hair and all our little tricks are merely designed to help a woman that thinks she's unattractive realize that she's actually beautiful. Thank you for finally allowing me to give that plan statement that I have planned for the last year. Waiting for the question to be asked of me, which never was asked.
That's an interesting response.
It is.
Well, because everyone says it comes from the inside, and let me tell you, it doesn't, because we build people up, celebrities that are so ugly on the inside, to look great for magazine covers, and models that are near death from bulimia and drug abuse, and they are on covers of models, and we make them look great. So, and they're not necessarily beautiful on the inside. So the fact is anyone can be beautiful, but it is in the packaging. You can be as sweet as you want to be and feed all the homeless people and take in all the, you know, stray kitties in the world. It is not going to make you beautiful, okay? It's not. You have to actually have proper grooming, know what to wear for yourself. You need to know how to package yourself, and then you find your beauty. And there's not a single woman on the planet that's not beautiful. So I want all the people that are ugly on the inside to realize, don't you worry, you can still look beautiful on the outside. It's true.
I actually like that.
But let me tell you, I'm not separating. I'm separating that from confidence, from sex appeal.
Right. Right.
Inner beauty is, you know, gives you confidence, which makes you sexy. Like, you could be in overalls with mud on your face and be beautiful if you have inner beauty and confidence, which makes you sexy. Like, I don't care if you're what size you are, what age you are, or if you've been in a, you know, terrible, you know, auto accident, you can still be beautiful. And but it doesn't necessarily, I don't want people to feel like it has to, it comes from the inside only. Confidence and sex appeal comes from the inside. Because you can be as beautiful as you want to be and still not be sexy.
Right.
This goes into a whole nother conversation. I'm just talking about physical beauty, society's standard of beautiful, and anyone can look and feel beautiful with the proper packaging.
Right.
See, I had to explain my statement. Geez, why couldn't I have just said my statement and had it be thought about?
I mean, I got it when you said it. I actually like
it. But, so I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay, thanks, Maxie.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to tonight's edition of Beauty Talk. We will be back next week, December 17th, our regular day and at our regular time, which is on a Thursday night, December 17th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So thank you again for joining us. As always, you can call in and join the conversation at 914-803-4399. You can email us at info@illusionsbeauty.com. If you like tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. You can also go out and rate tonight's show. Please email us your ideas for the show. If you have any ideas of certain topics that you want us to discuss, please email us that information. And as always, thank you for listening, and good night.
Good night.